I didn't want to, I was nervous to talk online. He said, "Sorry, the Mar. You have to be. I don't want to lose the seat." Anyway, so fine. Okay, so today I want to discuss the mitzvah, the din of Shmirat Sukkah. So Shmirat Sukkah is very interesting. The halacha is Gorish Bor was Kunta Reis in the Rishonim. So let's try to be Mavar and see how the Paiskim and Adora Acharayim. Dealt with the Shiloh Shmirah on Sukkah. Where does the sugya start? The sugya starts at the Gemara, the end of Achayvah. Gemara says that the pasuk says Ki Yitein Ish El Re'eyu Kesef HaKelim Lishmar. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, and Lishmar is coming to Mimayit a couple types of cases. One of the cases that Lishmar is coming to Mimayit is Lishmar V'Lechal Glaniyim. So Lishmar V'Lechal Glaniyim, there's no Chiyuv Shmirah. So fine, that's what Gemara says. Seems to stay Kipshutai. That if you're holding on to Mois Staka, that's miyuchad for aniyim, and something happens to the money or to the chafotza that you plan on giving out, you're going to be potter, midin shmir on the staka or the things on the Mois that you're planning on giving out. That's what it seems to the Gemara. But the Hemshech of the Gemara, it brings a Maisa. It says, "Who arnika the staka also with Pobadisa?" And there was an article of the stuff that came to Bok Tisa, and after they Rav Yosef gave it to Gavra, Rav Yosef gave it to a certain person. So the Gemara says that person was Pasha Pavignit. That person was Pasha Pesheya in the Shmir of the Arnakish of Staka, and it was Ignit. So the Gemara says, Mechayvi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was Mechayvi. It's the Chapella. How could Rav Yosef be Mechayvi the Shomer on the Arnakish of Staka? He's Sri Abaye. But Tanya Lishmar v'Lechal Klaniim. In fact, the Gemara that it says in the pasuk of Lishmar v'Lechal Klaniim, how come you're chayiv? Says the Gemara, Shani Aniyim Tumdisa to make it kind. So Aniyim Tumdisa is Andrish because there's a specific amount that you give to the Aniyim Tumdisa. So Mameila, there is a Chiyush Shmir. Charles, what the world's going on over here? What's the Gedarm? And when do we say that there is a Chiyush Shmir on Amos of Aniyim? When do we say there's no Chiyush Shmir on Amos of Aniyim? All you see in the Gemara is when it's Kaitz La'Aniyim, when the Aniyim are kits, whatever, we'll see what that means in a second. You're Chayim, when there's no kits, then you're Potter. So it's a Rashi being in the Sugya. Rashi being in the Sugya by Lishmar V'Lachal Aniyim explains that two you say this. Spatum, let me show it as it is. Really, when it comes to Shmuel Atzaka, there's two people that could potentially be Tebeayu. Number one, the Torah, the one that's giving the Tzaka, right? The Mafkid could be Tebeah. That's one person. The second person that could be Tebeayu in the Mois Tzaka, or the Aniyim. That Aniyim that potentially could have gotten the money, they could be Tebeayu. So the Yisoid of the Sugya, and it's Bamas, the Yisoid of the Sugya is to try to figure out why Mishnei Atzodim, there's no Chiyuv to go ahead, there's no Chiyuv Shmir. Sainitzad the Torah of the Mafkin, Sainitzad the recipient Aniyim. That's the whole Sugya's Hagamar. And if you're missing one of the tzadim, then potentially you'll be chayv or to the aniyim or to the mafkid. So Rashi explains why there is no chiyuv shmira mishnei atzadim. So Rashi's insight is because momen she'im le'tayven mishnei atzadim. What does momen she'im le'tayven mean? Momen she'im le'tayven means is that a money that no one has a claim to, there's no baldavar on. And if there's no baldavar, the yisoid of every tfiyas moment is you have to be the baldavar. You have to have a zika to the kesef. If you have no connection to the kesef, so you no longer have a tfiyah on the kesef. So Rashi's masbir that the reason why the shaymer and the aniyim over here, the tayrim and the aniyim over here don't have a connection, your potter in shviyas, because they don't have a connection to the money, they have no claim on the money. So Rashi explains, why don't they have a claim on the money? Mamon Shem Le'tayim. What's he said to Mamon Shem Le'tayim? The Gemara in Chulin says, Hamasik Matnas Kunda is Potter. Why is Hamasik Matnas Kunda Potter? Because I have a right to decide to give it to whoever I want. So, Hamasik Zrael Chayim Yikeva. So, good, so I was Masin Mamon Kayedim. But which Kay is going to come and claim for me the value of the tongue and the stomach and the forearm? Who's going to claim it? Who's claiming which kind? Every kind that comes to me and asks me for the tashlumin, Israel Chaim Kiva, I have a right to tell him I wasn't planning on giving it to you. right?
You can't be hamumun on the shevet.
Ain't davar kazeh. Chutz from the only time we find things that we find in halacha is makiri kula, that you give to that person specifically all the time. So then eshev is a tzad to say that you'd be that it's directed. But that's fine. That's because that's kitzlu. That they're taivin. But where you don't give it to a specific person, and we're dealing with the kloliyistik of shevet kuna. The Gemara in Chulin tells us it's called Mamshei Letayv. So Rashi shtel su that you say to us by Tzaka also. That Mishnei Tzad is Mamshei Letayv. So why is it Mishnei Tzad? So Mitzad Aniyim, we understand. I have a right to give it to any Ani I want. So Mamshei Letayv Mitzad Aniyim. What about Mitzad the Mafkid? So Rashi says, the case over here that we're talking about, the Ir Potter, is talking about where the Mafkid gave it to the Shomer to distribute. Where I give good to Rav Aaron David. And I say, here's $100. Give it, and obviously, Stam the sinas kesef of Aaron David, it's the chalik. So the second I give it to him, I'm the salik myself. I'm aniso mechalav shehu yichalek at the kesef. And mameila, if anything chas v'shalom, whatever happened to that $100, I would have no tefillah to Aaron David to give it back to me. Azoy shtekin Rashi, right? To be mamchish divrei Rashi. That's mamash the case that Rashi says. And Huadin, even though Rabbi David gives money to certain aniyim, but Lamaisa, he sprays the money around to kama v'kama v'kama thing. So you have to ask him, but I suspect that it's not kids. And Mamela, that since there's no specific amount that's distributed to any ani, no specific ani has a claim to any amount of money that Rabbi David has in his pocket. So Mela, if Chas v'shalom, Rabbi David would lose some money that was given to him to distribute to aniyim, he would be potter.
Regular money should be.
We'll have to figure out what. If it's not kids, I didn't define for you what kids means yet. So we'll have to figure out, according to our definition of kayets, we'll have to figure out exactly all the cases. Aber Lamaisa, that's kibshutai, just to be mamchish the case. He's a good example of a person that if something happens to your money, even though Lamaisa it comes out that your money was not distributed to anyone, so you're a nether that maybe you made or whatever it is, yes. But Lamaisa, Rav Aaron David can say Shalom Alei Nafshi. Right, that's what's going to come out according to Shiva's Rashi. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes also.
Yeah, what is the sign in Yeshiva? The last time it says for this specific set.
I don't know if he's been Zaycha yet, but it's kids at least. So that's a problem. It's kids. So let's move through the things. So that's what Rashi says. Now, there is, parenthetically, let me just tell you, there's a very, very big shverkite with Rashi. The huge shverkite with Rashi is a chayr, a moment shem le'tayvin, is a svara, right? We don't need a pasuk to tell us the yisayt of moment shem le'tayvin. So, moment shem le'tayvin is a svara, so what's the b'raisa's drosha of lishma v'lachal v'lanin? What's it coming to tell me? We don't need a pasuk for chayr. The pasuk chayr is a chidish, like, abadu shas karkais. We have a pasuk. Otherwise, we would say, this is in shmir, abadu shas karkais. But lishma v'lachal v'lanin, Rashi says the yisayt is moment shem le'tayvin. So, forget about the pasuk. Stop. The reason why you're potter is because Mamashe Letayvin. So parenthetically, let's leave that shaila just to keep it in mind.
Yes,
we're going to have to deal with that shaila. We're going to have to deal with that. Ziyad Aniyim, then you have a big problem because Aniyim own it. So you have to know exactly what's going on. So this kasha is a Shazer Shter kasha. The Bez Hashem, we're going to cover it when we deal with how the Rishayna deal with kasha. Rashi itself, you learn through the Sugya, you can bang yourself again, you bang your head against the wall, you're not going to find an answer to Rashi. Rashi is Shver. There's no answer in Be'etzim in the Sugya to this kasha on Rashi. Now, that's the Tchilas HaSugya according to the way Rashi learns it. You say this on Shabbat. The market table, like I said, that's the case of your father. Now, where point to Rashi are you chayiv? So this is interesting to Rashi. Where point to Rashi are you chayiv? So Rashi says this is brought by Beis Yosef brings this Rashi down, by Mishnah brings this Rashi down as a vault. What's Rashi say? So what would you say is kids? At what point would we say that the aniyim have a right to be teveyu for the money? So Rashi says you need two conditions in order to create a tefiyah mitzvah the yisayim. First of all, who the aniyim is. That's partial, right? Who the audience? But Rashi says something else. Rashi says also how much money you're going to give the person. It's not just enough that it's not just enough that you know which ani you're planning on giving it to, but there's a certain amount that you give to this ani every week, every month, every day, whatever it is. There's a certain amount that you're going to give to that person. So mamela, only then we say that it is only then we say that it's considered kitz, and mamela then the ani has a tviya, and since the ani then has a tviya, the gabai is going to be chayiv. The shomer is going to be chayiv, not to the tyrant. Like we said, the tyrant doesn't. The tyrant gave it to give it to the ani. So the not beside the tyrant, but beside the ani. That's the setup of the gemara according to Rashi. So the marpel is, if I plan on giving it to a specific ani, who cares how much I give him? What difference does it make how much? Why is it enough just to say that I know which ani I'm giving it to? So the var, so kifshuta, you could have said that the pshat is that since I can get away with giving the guy $1, so on $1 maybe I'm mechuyav to give it, but everything else is far from shelo taivim, because every week I can get away with giving him 50 cents, but lechayr up to 50 cents, then there is to taivim. You could say that. So to shasr mahalach, and that's the reason why according to Rashi you need both the amount and the specific ani. No, but it's a little bit shvair to say that, because when I said there's always going to be a minimum amount that there's going to be a tfiyah on. So if you saw, very interesting, the shita of the Ramah in the shita of Gubetzes that was mitzayin, he says a very interesting mahalach, and according to him Rashi is gevaldik. What does Ramah say? The Ramah learned up that the reason why over here the halacha is that you need that, he says the following. He says, what do you say? Why you need kids? So the reason why you need kids is because be'etzem halacha is that when you get money to distribute or money to hold on to or to hold, or to be shomer, what are you supposed to do with it? What did we learn? Mala madnu. So I put in the karka. So any guy by stock of
time.
If you know, so the vart, what's the Shin Rama? So Shin Rama Nifl de Gazach. He says that if I don't know exactly how much money I'm gonna have to give out to that Oni, so Mamela, he may come to me today, he may come to me tomorrow, I may have to give him more, I may have to give him less. I have to keep the money on me. So he said, if I keep the money on me, then Chazal, we're not never mechayiv you in shmir. Any time that you have to keep the money on your body, or available close in hand, Chazal said that there's no din shmir then, because bikaron the din shmirah is only bekarka. So if the Chazal, he brings a gevaldik haraya. What's the gevaldik haraya? The gevaldik haraya is the Gemara by Talmud Chacham on Motzei Shabbos. It says the Talmud Chacham Motzei Shabbos. You don't have to put the kesef buried in the ground, says the Gemara. Why? Because maybe he's going to need the money for Abdullah. So you see that the Torah, that the Chazal patterned you from Shmir, B'makom, where the money has to be, Mizuman has to be available. So he says, if it's not kid, the amount of money is not kids, so Mela, you always have to have money available, because you never know how much you're going to give. Bashekin, if there's a specific milgah that you give every single week, every single month, so you keep money in the safe. And when it's time to pay him and give that specific amount of money, so you pay him and finish. So maybe it could be that Sushan Rashi, why Rashi held that you need both things. You need to know who the ani is and the amount also, because if it's Sushan, that you don't have that if it's Sushan that you don't have to know the amount, then I'm shouting that the Chazal Padu Shmir, because this is the type of thing you have to keep with you all the time. Nafkamina would be nowadays where the minig is anyways that people don't put things in the karka. So you have to know exactly what the halacha would be. But Pshat and Rashi, those Kenzayim, that's Pshat, why you need both.
The Zazen is a pashas, you need to put the money in the bank.
In the bank. Right.
And write a check.
Right. That's not bad. That wouldn't be a bad eitzah. So, halacha l'maisa, most places can bring down Shivas Rashi, Vishesa brings it down. It's not, it's meduik like that also in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. You need, in order to have the chayit v'aniyim, you need two things. You have to know which one you're giving it to, and also how much money you're giving it, how much money that there's a specific amount that you give to that owner. So quick Rashi, those are the two stuff that they need. Okay, so that's Lagabe Shittas Rashi.
And all what I get, I'm giving whatever I get, is that considered?
That's kids. Yeah, if the...
Not weekly or monthly, but whatever I get.
Whatever I get. If you only collect for a specific money, so then the amount of that's kids, right? Because that's for the...
Yeah, but I could give you less.
No, I can't. Whatever people give me,
I was like, I don't
really want to get into Yad, right? I don't want to get into Yad Aniyim, whether he owns it yet or he doesn't own it yet. That already, it's hard. You have to learn off the Rishonim of a Kama, but in the Shoshanoga. But Lagavi, the fact that Avad is Mom Shesh Latayvim, everything's going to him. That Ani, you're claiming for that Ani. It can be today,
from money,
whatever it is, right? Cool. Like, you know, I have a pocket for this and I have a pocket for that. You hear that, right?
Right.
Also, I'm always a suffix, you know, sometimes, especially now we're coming to the time, when it comes to the site from collecting the money. I know it's already Adar. Yeah, tomorrow, Bez Hashem is Yadalit. Kfar Pasu Chazal, that mitzvah Shnei Heges. So don't have to let anyone trick you. That's just Purim cotton. They used to give money. we don't pass like that. So learn the Gemara and then the Halacha, and then you come back and tell me exactly what's the word. Right, just kiss the girl. The Gemara says, hold over Zev Shav, and yeah, I know. Okay, fine. Yeah,
so,
we don't do Dalit Parshis and other Aleph either.
It's all the Gemara that I know.
Huh?
It's all the Gemara. It's
everything
on the
Gemara. Right. So
give it to
Mark,
give it to them next month.
So that's Pikon. That's a Shah Pikon. So that's the Shah. This is the question. I want where they give it out for two Aniyim. Let's say sometimes go around. We're saying, like, for especially with Matanos Lev Yoinim. See, Matanos Lev Yoinim, Bukhair is the Zelbazach. It's a Chalot. Just because it's a Chiyuv doesn't take away the fact that it's not Mois stuff, right? I don't think. In other words, the fact that you can't give Matanos Lev Yoinim from Meister money doesn't take away from the fact that it's not Mois stuff. I think the person that gives out Matanos Lev Yoinim, Be'etzem, if he gives it out to many people and it's not there's no specific amount that he's giving out and no one has a tefi on him, so then I'm not 100% sure that there's a chiyuv shmir on it, right? I gave it to you to give out.
And I was like, the onion, what
kiyuv shmir?
I'm giving it to
you. You're going to be a
tzaniyah? You don't want it to be zaycheh when you collect it.
Right.
I hear it's far.
Right.
The shaila is, as we're going to see in a couple of minutes, that there is one nafkamina. And that could be a thing that could be mechayev a person. Now, what comes out over here? See, what we're saying over here is that the yisoid of the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the right place can go with Rashi, that says the yisoid over here is Ram Shem Leitayim. Like I said, there's Ram Shem Leitayim Mishnei Yisoid. So because of that, there's a Mordechai Bava Kama that says that if you tell the Gabbai or the Shomer, Shmor li, watch it for me, I'm going to take it back, so to speak, then they are chayiv in shmir. Why? Because since all you say is only because I gave it out to you to be mechalik, that's only time you're potter, because I'm being misalik my tfiya from the money. For I say shmar li, and be'etzem, I'm retaining a right to be teveya the money back from you, that I can give it out myself, kavyachol, so then there's going to be a chayiv shmir. Azay shteyim d'ramah, in Shin Aleph Sivot. So the shaila is like this. When you give money to Kol HaAvrechem HaYikarim, that go around collecting the week and 2 weeks before Purim, what then does that have? Like I said, let's call them Amish Eim L'Taimim, so the Aniyim can't be Tevayim, because they give it out to different Aniyim, they're not Meshabbat anything to any Aniyim, they're not whatever. The question is, what about you? You gave the money in order that you should be Yaitzizai in the midst of Antanas Levyayim. Is that like Shmarli? Because Mitzad Echad, you don't want that money back. But Mitzad Sheni, you want the money. Here it's a little bit worse. Because you're saying, I want, what are you saying? What does everyone think? What do they all tell you when you give that money for Antanas Levyayim? What do they tell you? Yeah, it's going to be Pikotin. What does that mean? If they're telling you that it's Pikotin until Purim, Ma Kavanah B'zeh.
They're shameless or shamechinim, whatever they are.
Whatever they are. We didn't discuss yet what they are.
Whatever they are,
they're saying they're watching it for you. Which means that if they lose it, you have a right to be teveya. If they lose it, and they're chayiv if they lose it,
why would they not be?
What? That's what we're not talking about. That's the chalek. So the shaila is when I say by Purim specifically, by everything else, where you give it to these gabbonim and they go around Shabbos, and you give it out, give them the chalek. I'm chushed. You have no tefillah on that. That's emotional. Here, you're telling them to keep it as because the says kolicha de isa birshusa de moris.
And therefore what?
I have a tefillah on the guy to give back the money if he doesn't give it on Purim. Yeah,
that's really, I won't even kind with my money.
You say that, but the thing is, the side is that I wanted to. It's my money. So I think I'm noite that it's monshiyish.
But maybe if he loses it, what happens? He's only zeichet me for baby year.
No, he's zeichet me until he gives it to the money.
I don't know. He never said that.
He did. No, he has to.
I'm zeichet at baby
year. No, that is the issue. No. If he's zeichet at baby year,
he's my shliach.
That's not what it is. He's my shliach, and I kesef pikodin gabei ad misirosli laani muhugin v'hogan. Right. I'm chayshiv. Even though you're right that it's aldasi mekalikin. But you're right, you say it's called Hichad Yisa Rashus Damari Yisa. Avad Navad is considered, it's according to Rashi, and according to the Ramah, the Pasal is Rashi that says that if the Torah says Shmarli, then Halacha is a Yavat Fiyah, Mamela, you have a right to ask for it back. Mistavra Halacha Lamaisa.
And now if you lose it, what happens? If you lose it, what's going to be?
So I didn't get into what happens if you lose it. It depends on if he's a Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chino. If he's a Shomer Sachar, he's Chayv, Shomer Chino, he's Potter. Right?
He's Chayv to pay me back the money?
Then he lost. Yeah.
What is he?
That's the next challenge. We're going to get to that. Okay, right?
Yeah.
That's the Gabin Chiyum. First, let's try to work out that's from Sugya.
Chayv to me or Chayv to the Omni?
To me. He wasn't Zayf in the Omni. The Omni has no Shaykhs. Yet. The Omni has no Shaykhs until it comes into his hand. So the Ani definitely has no tefiyah. Just because I said I was collecting for that person. So Yedder he made a nether to give it to that person, Bishaita. Whatever money he has, that's the nether. So I don't know, is that his nether that the Gabbai, the one that went around, made, he has to dan on exactly. But it's only, at this point, there's no chimominus. It's only a chiyah nether, which is, anyways, a not a clear nether. He said, whatever money I have, I will give to this Ani. So what is that? I wasn't mechayiv myself any specific amount of money. He can't be because he doesn't know how much money he's going to collect, right? So he said, whatever money I collect, maybe he even said, lina there, yeah. I'm going to give it to that on me, right? But mitzad you, it's an issue. We're going to get to exactly, like I said, whether you, but matanos levyena is a little more complicated because you have a mitzvah of matanos levyena. So memeila, if you have a mitzvah of matanos levyena, the shaila is whether you have to give again to that person if he loses. Irrespective of whether the Shemer is chayv or potter, do you have to give it?
Because I was miyachid.
Because you have a chiyuv anyway. So you weren't miyachid chiyuv.
Shmeru,
yeah, that's right. There's two shaylos. First of all, it was el chayr ma yitzvah that was levi him. The chon if the guy loses it.
If he's yodar, nothing
happens. Yeah, the ani never got the money. So mistaver, you're not mekayim the mitzvah, right? Now the shaylo then is, could I give it to someone else? That's the safety shaylo that we're gonna have to deal with also. Said that's not so much of the Hilchus Shmir Shaila, it's more of the Hilchus Staka Shaila Shabbai, but something that all the Paisim deal with when they deal with the Shmir and the Staka. Okay, so that's how great Paisim go, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam passing. Now, there's another sheet over here, and the Mordechai in Bavavasra asks the Kasha that we mentioned before. The Mordechai in Bavavasra asks that how can you say that the Pshad is Al Tzvam Shem L'Tayvim L'Chayra? What if it's Al Tzvam L'Tayvim? You need the Pasuk Lishma B'Lalachalik. So the Mordechai Bavasra says Teretz. He says the case of Lishma B'Lalachalik is talking about where the Mafkid, the Torah, told you to hold on to it for him. He said I'm asking you to hold on to it for me. Lishma B'Lalachalik tells us that you're potter if you lose it. Mamish arguing on Rashi. Rashi learned that, and the Ramah brought down Api the Mordechai Bava Kama that. If the shomer is watching it specifically for the tayrim, so then you're chayv to return it to him because it's mamshiyish leitayvin. Says the Mordechai Vav Avasra that's goof of the place where lishma v'chalik kicks in. Lishma v'chalik tells us that if you're watching my staka, since it's not something that the person really wants, is keeping for himself, he's planning on giving it out to aniyim, so there's going to be a patur shmirah. It's mamish like avad b'sharas hakayis. Even though it doesn't make sense, why in the world are you not patur chayiv in shmirah avad b'sharas hakayis? So there's hakasah. So here too, if it's moist stalker, what's different about moist stalker? Moist stalker, the pshat, it's not really betzim money that you have. It's not your money. You said you can give it over to stalker. Lishmar Wal Khan tells me, even if I say I want that money back, you're going to be potter. Even if you say shmarli, you're going to be potter. As I said in Mordechai Bava Basra, we're not going to be chayiv as if it's shaykh to Nahim already. It's make its kitzel wa'anim. So then you're going to be chayiv, because then there's an address that it's going to go to. But otherwise you're going to be potter. As I said in Mordechai Bava Basra. So we have here a mahalach, and we need to answer up why we need lishmar Wal Khan. What do we do halachically with this Mordechai? Zeinin Acher, the Machne Frayim, and Tezayim Shemer brings down this Mordechai makes it a machlokes Yishayim. He says machlokes Rashi and the Rambam connected the Mordechai and the Ravan. The Mordechai is a Rashi Shams, is a Irvin Shimshon. So it's a machlokes Yishayim exactly what to do. So it gets back to an old problem that when the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the Deya, but the Machne Frayim does, how much are we chayshish for? The Afkamina is a huge Afkamina. The Afkamina is in a case where a Torah said that I want you to keep an eye on it for me, and whether you're going to be chayv or going to be potter. Right? That's really what the thing over here is. And the Nageya, the Shaila that I mentioned before about the Matanos Lev Yainim, it's very possible that according to the Mordechai you'd be potter. Because since it's Wachalag Laniyim, so the possible of Lishma Wachalag Laniyim is going to apply in this case. Because even though I have a right to be Teveyeh, but I said Shmarli, I want you to hold it on to me. I'll hold it on for me. But since it's Miuchid for Aniyim, the Chazal Lishma Wachalag Laniyim is going to apply. So it's going to come out of machlekes between this Mordechai and Vavasya that Machne Frayim brings down, and the other Rishayim, whether you could, what the halacha is, like Binageya, when the Torah has the ability to be Tevea. So halacha l'maisa, what do we do? So Rav Achrayim don't bring it down. They say when you say Shmarli, they go to Ramon, and you say Shmarli, and the guy's holding it on for the Torah. The Torah has a right to be Tevea, the Gabbai Tzedaka, if he messes up. Who does? There's a Marsham. The Marsham brings out the Machalik Yishayim, and he says, you can say Kimli, the Gabbai Tzedaka says, Kimli like Mordechai, and then he can patur himself from paying back, even though he's holding on to it specifically for the Torah. So if you go with the Marsham, in all these cases, the Gabbai Tzedaka has the ability to patur himself through the Gzeres HaKosov of Lishma HaKaglaniyim of the Geshita of the Mordechai in Bava Basra, that argues on the sheet of Rashi and the Ramah that's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Aleph Sidvav. That's the basic thing. Like I said, there's a lot of Achrayim in the Tshuvas that really don't bring on the Mordechai. Halacha L'maisa, it's hard to say that you can be Semecha the Mordechai, but like I said, the Marsham said, yeah, gave us the right to be Semecha Zayin in the sheet of the Mordechai. Now, just to answer up to Rashi, like I said, the reason why Rabbeinu Shimshon says that you're pater even when you say Shmarli is because of the din of Lishma Vachal Glaniyim. So I said that according to Rashi it's Shver, what do you do with the din of Lishma Vachal Glaniyim? B'chayar Lishma Vachal Glaniyim is not necessary because it's Mam Jain Leitaydim. So the Machna Frayim in that shtickle says the Gaval Kapshat. He says the Pshat in Rashi is, it's because we ask Rashi, I'll pee the Gemara in Gittin. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says that if a person is neider a carbon, and the kayanim are mefagel the carbon, the mezid, you're mechuyif to pay back the carbon to the bailam. Why? Because the bailam didn't bring the carbon. So Rashi's masver, so he says, even though the bailam said harizu, which means that be'etzem the bailam are not suffering any hefsed mamin, because what's harizu? Harizu means that I'm only mechuyif to bring this carbon, but nachal carbon I'm not mechuyif to bring. So now that the bailam were mefavel in the carbon, even though lemaisa they messed up my carbon, but lemaisa there's no chiyuv mamin on me anymore, I'm not mechuyif to bring nachal carbon. So Rashi says still the kind that was mefavel b'mezid is mechuyif to pay back the carbon. Why? Because the person can say, I wanted to bring a carbon. I wanted to be Maratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu. you messed up my opportunity to be Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to pay me back. Says Machne Ephraim, who I did when it comes to tzedakah, even though it's Momen Shemoy Toivim, Aber Lomaisa, which means that you don't have a Chiyuv anymore, Zochiyuvim anymore, but still the person would say, I wanted to be Ratz HaKadosh, I wanted to give tzedakah. I wanted the schus of the mitzvah tzedakah. So Mechayr Mitzad the Dina, that I wanted to go ahead and do the mitzvah tzedakah, and give, make sure that me, I want to be Mehana Zayin Aniyim with my money. So the person has a tvi on the gabbai that lost the money.
That makes it head straight.
Okay, richtig. So the shaila is okay. You're right. I think you're right. If it was a shaygig, but the shaila is if it was a pshia. If a pshia zicher. So the that comes the pasuk of Mishmar Bar Mechalek says the thing. So it doesn't really make a difference. You're going to be potter anyway. Copy that. That's what you need the pasuk for. The person says, "I know the mitzvah come achavna. I want to do the mitzvah, and you messed up my entire opportunity to do the mitzvah. Come Mishmar Bar Mechalek to potter you. Where do we ever find such a zach?" And the Gemara Gittin Legabi Kairam Shapiglu Be Nidre Yisrael. That's the shot that they want to say Pshat in Rashi. Now in the Geya,
what's the want to handle?
Yeah. Yeah. So what else is there? Huh? Yeah, we're gonna get. Well, what type of shemer are you? So, what type of shemer is a gabbai tzedakah? Like we said, according to Rav Yishayin, according to Rav Yishayin, it's shaykh that the Torah, the machin has the ability to claim, and according to and everyone is masking the tanim have the ability to claim if they're chayiv, right? So the shaykh is in a case where a gabbai tzedakah is chayiv, what type of shemer is he? So Tais is in Shuas. Simply your Shem HaSachar. Why your Shem HaSachar? Because of Prutah D'Rabbi Yosef. What's Prutah D'Rabbi Yosef? We find two places in Shas. One time by Mashkin. Say that someone has a Mashkin is Mekayim Zayin HaMitzvah, Shom Saveda. That Rabbi Yosef held that as long as since you're working to be Mekayim HaMitzvah, still in Mela, you have a din of a Shem HaSachar. Because you have an ability to pat to yourself from giving Tzedakah to Ani. That's what Taisa says. So the same thing is true by Gabbai Tzedakah. Since Gabbai Tzedakah is being Isaac with Mitzvah, so maybe he's a din of a Shomer Sachar because he's willing to pat himself from from giving Tzedakah Taniyah. According to Taisis, Taisis told you a Shomer Sachar. There's a Babusa Nesivis that says not like that. The Nesivis, he doesn't bring Taisis down. I don't know whether he knew Taisis, didn't know Taisis, Nishkor. The Nesivus has a huge side that all the Lindum say. It's a Bavusta Zach. The Shaila is, there's a Shaila that the Lindum ask whether there's a Muslim of Eisk Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. That's really the side that Rabbi Yosef is using to pater the Meishav Aveda from giving stock, and that's what makes him a Shomer Sachar. So the mitzvah of Eisim Mitzvah Mitzvah is the true the Musa of Eisim Mitzvah Mitzvah true only by Mitzvah Chiyuvis where you mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, or it's even true by Mitzvah Chiyuvis. What's an example of Mitzvah Chiyuvis? Mitzvah Chesed, let's say I'm doing a Chesed for someone else. It's a Chesed that Eshel Asa Zayi Be'achir, or maybe whatever it is. Am I potter from doing a different mitzvah? Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Is there a din of Eisim Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah Mitzvah Chiyuvis? So the Nesiva says. And in this Nesivus, where he discusses this topic, it says Mitzvah Kiyumis is Zildin of Eisik Mitzvah Pater and Amis. So he said Bishlama by Ashrav Saveda and Mashkin. He says Yer Mechuyiv is a Mitzvah Kiyumis of Kesset Halde Zami. There's the Mitzvah Kiyumis of Hashi Teshiv and Melosuchu is Alim. So there Shach Ruta Derbi Yosef. He says Agabai Tzedakah Hashemar Tzedakah. He says there's a Mitzvah Kiyumis to give Tzedakah, over to distribute Tzedakah. No one asked you to be an askin. You decided to be an askin. If I cared, you can take schar for being the askin for giving out tzedakah. So he said, "Agabai tzedakah, shemar tzedakah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis." He says, "The hilden of mitzvah pater. A mitzvah meal that didn't put the grace of doesn't apply."
What's the
You're not mechuyev to do it.
No, I don't do mitzvah.
So what? I'm not mechuyev
to do it. Stop.
What? It's not strong enough. The kiyum of mitzvah is strong enough to be mafia zayin and under a mitzvah. As I say in the Sivas, but Simon base. As I say in the Sivas, and that, and the Mele says, Kufa, that's where he says the Yisrael, by Gabi Tzedakah, you're a Shemachim. So in Mele, all the places when they handle it, whether Gabi Tzedakah is Chayiv or not, they handle Pshia. because garnish bara. I'll tell you for two reasons why it's garnish bara that it got me stuck as the Shem Sachar. Number one is that even though Taisus says that you're Shem Sachar, but Lemaisa, it's a big machlokes Rishonim whether we pass like Rabban or Yosef, we got to be the machlokes of Shem Aveda, Shem Sachar, Shem Achina. That's number one. The Shach says that's a snake of the demon. So Memela, even on the side that Taisus says that you're a Shem Sachar because of Prutin of Yosef, but the regal we pass like Rabba that holds Prutin of Yosef Lishchicha, so the whole thing falls off. You can be a Shem Achinam anyway. So that when you learn the Sukkah of Hashem Saveda, you know, a Mashim is not so Shchia, but Hashem Saveda is something that's very Shchia. If a person loses an Aveda, no Rav is going to be Mechayim. Even though Lamaisa, a Sach Paisim hold, that Shem Aveda is a Shem Sachar, Shach says it's Mechid Dina, Lamaisa Taisis Pasim like Rabba. So what are we supposed to do? You have Dina of a Shem Achinam. So even within the Shita that says you're a Shem Sachar, can I'm allowing that you're a Shem Achinam? Chutz from the spark of the Nesivis that says the Puta Gerech doesn't apply in one of this Lagavi the Din by Gavi Tzaka. So I mean, all the Paiskim, when they deal with the Din of Gavi Tzaka being Mechuyiv, either because Anim are kids or because of their Amad, that the Tayyim said Shemarli, are all handling Shia. The Rega it's a Aveda Neto, so then that's already a Tzad the Pater. Okay? That's been a Gaya, what type of Shemir you are, what the Chiyiv is going to be. The next thing. to discuss was a pretty common shaila that comes up. Benegeya, people that move into apartments that were rented before by other people, and one of the most common things that people find are pushkas that are left, you know, on the top shelf or around the apartment. The shaila is what to do. What are your chiyuvim? A pushka, but not only when you move in. That's when people usually ask it. Let's say a person has a pushka themselves, and you know, we have advar, they're not so careful with it. And then the kids start playing with it. Money's being misgalgo. You don't know how much, what much, what the story with that is. What are chiyuvim? Your chiyuvim klapi shmira b'mois tzaka that's inside of a pushka. No.
So this is a shaila, the later achronim
deal with it, even though pushka is an ancient Jewish practice. But lamaisa, I only found the later there's an Amazer about it, there's a Shlomo Kluger about it, and the Tzitz Eliezer is the last one. He mamish is Malakit Kola Inyonim V'Kolat Stodim Shal Shaila of the shaila of what the chiyuv. What the chiyuv is when a pushka comes into your rishos, and what the chiyuv is probably your own shmir on a pushka, because everyone the gali pushka zochera, everyone has a din of a shemir for tzedakah. So that's the case. That's the gale. Like if anyone has a pushka at home, they're shemir that tzedakah, and vivayt that money is in that specific meisa's pushka. The chuuda has been of kids, and there would be a chiyuv shmir on it. Right?
You don't have Mises' kids, so you give it out to
no,
you have to give to the Mises.
What do you mean? If you put in that Mises' pushka? So if you went to an olive wood store and you bought a box that has stuck on it and your wife puts money in it, or you know, some if you're a little fancy, you got a silver one. So that's mom and she'ena kids. So das herich. Of a Mises, a lot of times the pushka is directed, no?
The Meisel itself, that's taking the money, they might be giving it out like the...
No, but that's not the money.
No, that's very different.
Your Kai is a specific place. I say I'm going to give. I want.
I didn't have to give you the brandy, but afterwards you can
have. What's Olive? What do you think Olive is? Is it kids or not kids?
I mean, he's going to give it to 50 or 100 people.
He's going to give it to that, I think.
Oh, he's giving it to Seder, but But right, I'm giving it to a specific
job. So
does that make a kitz? The fact that I'm giving it to a specific gabbai. That all the money in this pushka or all the money in this pocket, whatever it is, I'm going to give to a specific gabbai. I don't decide what to do with it. So the shaila is that called mamshish l'tayvim mitzad rabbi David?
Mamash
not. Mamashia, why not?
But it's David.
Who is he giving it for?
Left for himself.
If I can't debate him, okay, this is a way extreme. If he can't debate me, I can't debate him.
What?
You can debate me, I can't debate him.
Right, that's the matter. What's going on? My brain says this, no one else says
it. He thinks of that for the
meaning. Let's see this analogy.
What's that? What's that? Why did he think of that for the meaning?
Huh?
Why did he think of that for the meaning? But the meaning itself is not cute. That's what's good. He's only Yoto, he's not that meaning. He's not the problem of that meaning.
Exactly. It's very something.
What?
That's true.
Talking
to me?
No.
You have to see, there's an Asivus that talks about this type of thing. There's an Asivus over here, Asivus Ice Chest.
The Pashtus is what? I thought
the Pashtus is that there is a Chi of that.
Because the Gabbai could be Tevea me for his thoughts.
And the Shaila is why maybe a Gabbai?
Well, that's why the Gabbai in Tevea, when you love his money, he was masked by you. That one you give him yet.
Really was based on his.
That's how back money you were supposed to give to the Ani.
I hear. What the Pais can really deal with is when the Gabbai gives money to a Shomer.
Right. Tevea he wants back because he's supposed to give a Chi, and maybe they're going to have a hand on him. Maybe it could be that his.
What happens is this, the kids collect money, they say, you know, the people collect, you know, whatever, people collect money, right? For, you know, all these tables are spoiling them. Now what happens if one of the kids sees that the money is bound from the table of God? Let's use a bar mitzvah. He's a shomer, a chi shomer and money. He could be tevayim, even though, if he doesn't say anything, then I can be tevayim, but he's supposed to say that money is not.
So let me tell you something. Rabbi writes about this discussion. He says, "You know, I should have been mocked him with this. I mean, but now that you know, even though there's a din of Momshi L'Tayvim and Lishma Vol L'Chalik and all these things to pater you from Shmira and Mois Staka, but he speaks very strongly against people that are Nisrasho and Shmira and Staka. Doesn't mean it's a heter. It means that no, there's a patur." Or has to show to be right.
Not to this shvayim.
So without what's his shvayim, forget what's his shvayim. This is the etzem. Better. I didn't even get to what's the shvayim yet. We know that's already. That's true. The etzem. Just because like you can't be mazik matnas kuna just because no one can be tevei. It's two separate things.
Not imagine the
issa. Not two separate things.
What's the issa?
What? You're being mafsid mam and anim. You're being mafsid mam and kuna. Even though zon could be tevei you, but lemaisa, it's v'chein lo yiyoseh. That's why you can't do it. So you're being gezal shaved. What difference does it make? It's not like you don't have to. Just because zon could be tevei you doesn't mean that it's not a. It's nothing wrong, right? It's just there's no tvius mam. It's kemen tam. Well, you stam. So whatever. I personally, what do I think? I think that the fact that they have little kids collecting money from people is not right. The hell's not right?
This is better than the no one.
Huh?
No.
They don't want to take a fine. They do it for free, so...
They don't do it for free. It's not true.
They take also...
take a percentage.
They take less.
They get away with paying them less. But right. Nice. So they kids don't do it for free. What do you think? The kids are going to do it for free.
Not at all.
They take money. Okay. So back to the pushkas. So what's the story with the pushkas? So the story. So there's a chachma shleima. Chachma shleima over here says that it's in the Gilyon of Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. The shalti mois talking about pushka. The people put money. So he says that Avada, the big hatter really by putting money in a pushka is it's only in a dove, it's not in a. Okay. Okay, if you go with that, that the Avnei Shtel Devek already, and that everyone says, that if the Yisoida is, it depends on how you Shtel Devek your Chiyuv to put in the money into the Tzara. It's Pshat, you just put money in there, it's out, you know, whatever, just stop because you put money in there. So it's only in the Dovah, it's like saying Harizu. So it's considered like saying Harizu, so then you have to give more money. That's for sure. But the question is, why don't Aniyim have the ability to go ahead and be Tevei? You know, that's Mitzad your Chiyuv. If it gets lost, you have no idea, so besides your chiyuv, you don't give any more money because you weren't pleading, you never were machayev yourself to give more money. So on that he says that the what's the lashon over here? That Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to say that it's beseder. Right. So he wants to say that the Vitor is only the Atzom and Shein L'Tayvah. That's the way the Maisa he goes. Only because his mom, because the Pushka is not going to a specific person. If it's a specific person, he wants to say that you're going to be Chayiv. But the Maisa, the Tzitzeliezer, says his Elbazach. He says that if it's a Nadava, if it's an Avinezer, that you're going to be Potter. So, Benegay, the second Shaila, whether, what about the fact that it's going to a specific person? So, the question is what to do about that. If it's going to a specific Maisid, you have money there, it's going to a specific Maisid. He's Makel to go to be Mater, to be Shaila on the Nadava.
I'm sure now what became, I'm not what happened. Money that there got lost was my money.
It's mutter, no. He says mutter to be shoyal, especially since you're not really taking the money away from the tzedakah, you just want to give it to a different place. So he's not saying that you want to take it back. Take it back is you can't do. Once in the pushka, it's basically over.
What? There was zeifa? There was zeifa?
No, because it's definitely my tzedakah, right? Definitely my tzedakah, either because of an adobo or another that you made. There's nothing to do with, there's nothing to talk about. The question is giving it to different mice. You don't, the picture on the box is not coming to pick it up. The question is, if I can go give it to the neighborhood shul, the neighborhood cheder, the neighborhood yeshiva, whatever it is. He wants to be megal and say that you can go ahead and make a tzaras dharma on him and give it out. That's how he comes out. And he says if you lost the money, so he said, what's the shaila? Shaila's lost the money. The question is whether it's kabul yad gavai. There's two svaras to pater you if you lost the money. He says, first of all, kubi standas for the yodam is that once in the pushka, I'm not interested anymore. I was yet to my chiyuv already. That's it. But besides that, the shaila is whether he wants to be matziah, that you're not mechayiv yourself shmir on a pushka b'chlal. He says that when you have a pushka in your house, like habesa kamoch, or you're not makabel shmir b'chlal on a pushka, which is mustabe, that a person is not makabel shmir on a pushka.
Especially those kids on those open tables, it's all over.
Right.
No one who's makabel shmir.
But you have to understand, you know, the question is whether you can take it off of Meister when you give it to these to such a thing.
So I moved into a house and there's a pushka definitely, you know. I'm sure it wasn't makabel shmir, it was makabel nothing.
Right.
So I want to do it. Did I have to go find, plug the young money, find him and give him money?
That's very complicated, you see. He doesn't discuss that case. Okay, he does. You know, he discusses kids that's father died and the money's there. So what's the shot? How are the kids able? Kids can be shoyel on the tzedakah that their father gave. And how that works? So it sounds like he's saying, I'm not 100% sure. So it'll be the same thing over here. You have money that I had a couple times. You move into a dira and there's the pushkas there. What are you supposed to do with them?
Yeah, what's the answer?
What are you supposed to do? So he's Mekel to be, he says, the Etzem, he has come and solved to be Mekel. He says,
hey, you can pick up the phone and call Kishma.
So he called
them. They're not coming. They're not coming over for 4 shekels.
They're not coming.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you're not
making a credit card. They're not coming nowhere.
You don't have a credit card.
They don't have a credit card machine.
No, you have a credit card.
They don't have nothing.
Yes.
They have nothing. They're not coming 4 shekels.
How many of you, only the big places have credit cards? So we'll take credit cards.
Everybody has a credit card. My wife gets to go up all day long. We have people on, she wants to give money with a credit card.
The big places.
Which all?
All these pushkas probably have a place.
Yeah.
They don't have credit cards. Small cases in the guy.
Right, in a Hanami, if you have the ability to get them the money without
credit cards. Well, you have to do that.
you should try. He says Kedai to do it.
You pay your shekels on the credit card?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, okay. If you give a credit card,
they lose money. I understand. But they're a couple. They lose 2%. Could you take off the full amount of my
sir,
right?
They have to pay the guy
pick up money. So I'm losing that amount of money, right? It's not a new shot. That's the problem.
As long as it happened, they got the money on the spot. You don't have to wait 6 months for it. That was worth it. They have gave $10 today, then $10. $9.90 now.
Whatever, but no, he's asking that. Well, you never gave that amount of money. You were Muhammad.
I didn't know. I gave him 4 shekels. Huh? So I didn't get 4 shekels. It was $3.95.
Right.
But I gave him 4 shekels.
They paid
another
lab. There's that Shiloh. What do you say to Stuck? He said Stuck is when I'm Muhammad. What Rabbi Real is asking is he wants to know what you say to Stuck is Muhammad or Ani, but it has the moment that the native has. That's it.
So I have to have 10 bushels to sit in your house. So he says, the guy from before me tells me,
to go ahead and to bring it, you're not mechuyev to do, because the bialim have to come and pick up the pikadon. So that according to the excise that we saw, that the chiyuv is no chiyuv hashava by pikadon. Fine. So that knocks out that. So what are you supposed to do? So if they don't want to come and pick it up, so he says that you can be mishana mitzvah l'tzvaka.
Even wasn't my money. It's the guy before.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
The guy
but he said that even by a kid. I don't know how you're supposed to do that by a kid.
Can I call the guy before me and tell him I'm leaving pushes outside the house to see your guys?
No.
Why?
Because of the other side. To the tzad boli al gabai, that he has no shaykhs anymore to the money. When you put money in a pushka, whether it's boliyat, it's boliyat a meiser, it's not boliyat a meiser.
So if it is,
call the both, call the guy and call the meiser.
It's
kind of something.
If it's boliyat a meiser, then you can't say, you can't ask for shirim. First, can't say, I'm not doing it.
Fine. If it was
boliyat
a meiser, I would never come to shirim to the house. Take care of this pushka.
At the end of the day, you may be able to technically get out of the shmir issue, but a shor something you're not going to be able to get out of. Right? That's for sure. That's for sure. You know, you can fetch around with you can fetch around
with
that. No, now it's yours.
Why?
He wasn't nice. He dumped it on you.
If I think they've been dumped by you, it's your chirna. You have to be careful.
You're not around. It's very unfortunate.
You and everyone can't take it.
Wait for tonight.
My last place.
Hold on, wait.
You know,
listen, Hashem Zavid is about, as far as I know, it's about Karchach. Unless you make a proclamation and say I'm not mekabel kinyan any avedus, which are kiveger shries against. But Lamaisa, a lot of the paiskim are mekabel that mahalach. But if you stumble into a house, your kinyakotz is kind of for you memela, right? That's more since Rabbona Shiyadi Bal Korche. But Rabbona Kamel says that's the reason why your shem is sarkas Rabbona Shiyadi Bal Korche, which is true whether you want to go with that mahalach in the Gemara in a kinyas or not. But Lamaisa is the Rabbona Shiyadi Bal Korche. Hashem Zavid is Bal Korchach. Right, if something falls into your chater, and your chater shall adam kainel shall be daitai, you have a chiyuv hashav on the thing. Unless you make a proclamation, my chater should not be kainel any avedus.
Before you kainel it, you could tell something will stop yourself from being kainel.
Right, so that's an eight. So that Rav Loi says that before you pick up an aveda and you're not sure whether you'll be able to return, you should say, I don't want to be kainel this thing.
And then what happens?
You're not kainel.
And then what happens?
Then you can put it down.
Who does somewhere else?
No, man.
It depends.
You're not sure if it's a sin. Don't put it like that. Okay. You're not sure if it's a sin. The Vard is like this. Listen, we don't do Asher well. I'm giving Shem Hashem Zaveda now, but the Vard by Hashem Zaveda is, yeah, that's Hashem, one day. The Vard by Hashem Zaveda is, there's Dover Shem by Simon, Be'etzem, there's a big, huge machlokes achrayim. Whether there's a Chiyuv Hashem and a Dover Shem by Simon. Whatever the Chiyuv Hashem, it's not Shakti at the back then. Well, Maisa, there's a din of Yidoch Shaliyahu. The Maisa din of Yidoch Shaliyahu. The Shaila is Nachman Machoyz from Kibeger and Shulchan Aruch Harav. Whether if you by in the din, whether Yidoch Shaliyahu is the keel of the mitzvah Hashem Zaveda or not. Kibeger says that when you can't be mekayim mitzvah Hashava to the person himself, you're not mechuyev to pick it up. Shulchan Aruch says you're mechuyev to pick it up. So the Yashiv already said that the minhag ha'olam was like a kiveger, not mechuyev to pick up something that doesn't have any sinner. So the question that people always ask is that they're not sure if it has a sinner. They have to pick it up to see if it has a sinner. What are we supposed to do? So if Lai says, pick it up, al tanai not to be kainet. And then look at it, see if it has a simen. If it has a simen, then I will take my law, you can return it. Don't have a simen, you put it right back down, the simen kivega that says Darashim by simen, you don't have to return. So that's a good answer. Well, my sister, there's a kivega somewhere else that says, go pick something up, al das, not to be kind, mitzvah shom saveda, is avla. So it gets complicated a little bit.
He said it's an avla only in the case.
Maybe.
No, maybe it means there's no avla in the case. Maybe. Maybe. Have
maybe. Or maybe
but it's not avla. It's an avla.
I'll tell you the truth. Kibbeh is not about a chatzah. There's a big shiloh by a chatzah what to do. This is why people have cars, people have chatzahs, people have houses, people come in, people have stores. There are kind of things in the chatzers. So Kiveger doesn't like the fact that people say they don't want their chatzers to be clean avedus. He says then it's trying to be mafkir yourself to the mitzvah of Hashem's avedus, not right. But Lamaisa, that's what all the Faisim say that you should do. You should say that you don't want your chatzers to be cleaner for you, because if your chatzers is cleaner for you, so then it's already Yisuras Liyade, right? Then you have a chiyav Hashem, there's nothing you can do. So Lamaisa, all these things, when you move into a house and there's pushkas in it, so kshutai, you're going to be kind of mitzad mitzvah shavu saveda. So meila tshavvede, you have to try to get it back to the person. Question is, mechtesi, he's the violin, mechtesi to that person, maybe you should give it to a different tzaka. That the Sicilian answer says you can make one, give it to a different tzaka, because kamet stubborn to make one. Either it's pshat, it's not, maybe it's boli agabe, maybe lemaisa, whatever the pshat is that it's only al das if they come to pick it up, and if they don't come pick it up, I never wanted to give it to them. Like there's kamet stubborn, could be that you can make a nether because you have a right, because you could do atara. Over here, how do you know Atara is someone else's name? I'm not 100% sure. Maybe because the guy gave it to you, so Amela left it for you, so Amela, I don't know. But Lamaisa, by a pushka, there's makom to be meigel. By a pushka, there's definitely makom to be meigel. But I still think Lamaisa, going back to the old shaila, if there's someone that has the ability, there's an address, that someone there that has the ability to be tevei you, even if the person's a gabai, and he himself may be giving it out to someone else, to other people, but Lamaisa, he's an address. But Gabi, the shaila, there is the shiloh that the Rabbi Gross was asking before, that he wanted to know. He said, "L'chayra, the Gabe himself is potter, so how can he be mechayiv someone else?" Which is the shiloh of the Rama of the Mordechai. The Mordechai says, "When a Gabe says Shmarli, the Gabe the Shemer is chayiv. Aye, how can he be worse than the Gabe? The Gabe himself is distributing it as potter if something happens to it. He can make someone chayiv in it. So that's the Maritz Svara. Ma'ase the Machne Fine and the Nesivas throughout that Svara. Just because I'm potter." Doesn't mean that I can't be mechayev someone else to me. So Mela, this thing, if there's a gabbai here that's earmarked for, just because the gabbai himself is not chayev and shmir, doesn't mean that if I earmark it for the gabbai, I'm not going to be chayev and shmir. But you have to be
mechayev. It's a little different.
The asking for shmir is that there's a tevea. So here too, if I'm planning giving to a specific gabbai, so he's someone that can be tevea me for the thing. Anyway, I'll go upon him. That's the basic side of the halachas of shmira staka. Like I said, the sugya itself is not mishkan pashut. The sugya, it's kind of the cases that have come up over the years about shmira staka when people are taking things to Yisrael, bring this money to Yisrael to rachas haskala, and they're being shamer on it, and something happens to it. Are they chayim? Are they potter? It never gets to the person. All these shilas and again, shmira on staka, whether chayim or potter. So we told you on the raid that we talked about today. What?
Shlech
mitzvah. Huh?
Shlech mitzvah.
What
else?
Huh?
Shiach
mitzvah. Shiach mitzvah. Shiach mitzvah money. I think you're potter on if anything happens. That's what I'm sure the case, right? Shiach mitzvah money. You're potter on, right? The person gave it to you. He says, "I gezunt on it." He says, "Give it any on you want." He gives any on you want. If he says, "Give it to," so then yesh bayak dola. But if he doesn't say give it to him, he just says, "Give it to a person that."
So he gives it. Give it to
Chisim. Same. Awesome. Yeah, this is her inu type. Potter. Like I said, try to be a responsible person. But Lamaisa, there's no one here that can be tevea you for the fact that you lost. Like I said, the only tzat you can you anyways is if the pshia happened. If it was a true aveda, you're gonna be pater, right? But if the pshia, for example, you like the cases that Pesach Shuvah says, so you put it next to your wallet and you pull out a tissue and the money came out, that's a pshia. If you put it inside your wallet, according to Ray Paiskim, that's not considered pshia. If you lost it, then it's considered an itis. The last thing I just want to mention is the Chavaziar says that since the din by Mazik Matnas Kuna, which is the Yisrael Mamun Shem Le'Tayvim, is that your chayiv beginning Shemayim, so Mela, the Pais can say that by Mois Tzokah, even though you're going to be Potter, but Chibot says Shemayim, there will be. So keep that in mind, that even though you can Potter yourself in all these situations, Chibot says Shemayim to try to be Yetzizayim, the Chiyav that, the Mitzvah Tzokah that was entrusted to you. So therefore, even though we're saying that there's no one that can be Tevea you, Sai Mitzad the Tayyar, Sai Mitzad the Aniyim, Abraham Kosh Baruch is looking down to make sure they can be Mekayim and Mitzvah Tzedakah. Shai. Good.